Hi, Mini Beanies.
You've almost made it to the end of our little break.
Yahoo!
That's right. We're back next week with brand new Beanies episodes.
But for today, you'll be hearing a Beanies breakthrough from the vault all about geography.
Ooh!
And if you need some more Beanies to get you through the next few weeks, check us out on YouTube. There's lots of singing and dance-along videos, funny joke videos,
and heaps of spaghetti.
Really?
Warning, YouTube may only contain moderate amounts of spaghetti.
Subscribing to our YouTube channel really helps other mini Beanies enjoy the videos too.
And it'll make you our Beanie best friends.
Enjoy this Beanies breakthrough, and we'll see you with new episodes real soon.
Bye, mini Beanies!
How?
Why?
Where? It's time for another
Beanies breakthrough!
That means you're with the Beanies and
Eureka!
Professor Know-It-All!
Hello, Beanies. Welcome to my laboratory. Hello, Beanies. But wait, where's Mim?
Oh, no. I bet she's gotten lost again.
Let's call her. Where are you, Mim Beanie?
I'm lost. I can't remember the way to Professor Know-It-All's laboratory.
Go north.
North?
Yeah, north. You know, up.
But I can't jump high enough.
Oh, no, Mim. North is not up in the sky, but a direction. Just like you would find on a compass.
A what?
A compass. A compass looks like a little watch, but instead of telling the time, it tells us where you are going. The directions on a compass are north, south, east, and west. If you know how to use a compass, it can help you find your way.
I don't know, Professor. That sounds difficult.
Oh, it's not difficult as long as you do everything perfectly. So, listen up. A good way to remember the direction on a compass is with this saying. Never eat soggy Weet-Bix. The first letter of each word is the same as the first letter of the direction on a compass.
Never.
North.
Eat.
East.
Soggy.
South.
Weet-Bix.
West.
Mim, you found the lab!
Phew, thanks, Professor. Never eat soggy Weet-Bix. North, east, south, west. I'll have to remember that.
When I remember the compass directions, I use the saying, never eat slimy worms.
Would you eat worms if they weren't slimy?
Only if they were on spaghetti.
Thanks, Professor Know-It-All.
That was another
Beanies Breakthrough.
Eureka!